Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hello? Did I just lose?
Yeah, you lost you won the Pete Holmes game, which is the first person to speak to without being asked to speak.
But
was that one of those, you all heard the theme song?
Yeah.
Yeah, every once in a while, and we haven't been able to put our finger on it, every once in a while, I don't hear the theme song on my end. So it just goes silent for a while. And around the time I start to think, hey, is there a problem? That's when I spoke this time. And the song had ended for all of you, and then I came in so awkwardly.
I say we sally forth and just drive on. Let's drive on, man.
Yeah, ride, Sally, ride. hey, everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Thursday, June 30th, 2022, and you've already sort of heard from my guests. They are Rena Kalm, Frank Castillo, and Patton Oswalt.
Hello.
Hello. I took too long of a breath after Rena, and that's why you jumped in and said hi.
Dead air.
I was going to fly through all of them like we're in front of a live audience, and then you all come out, and the place goes nuts. Standing ovation, probably.
This is good. It's cinematic. There's tension. There's pausing. You know, it's nice.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It's like a taut little thriller we're in right now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Every episode is a thriller because you know, it's a game show, and I write everything down with pen on a piece of paper.
Oh yeah. Nice. Edge of my seat. You know, edge of my seat.
And so a lot of things go wrong. I get the wrong sound effects sometimes. Like, you know, if you get a right answer, I might actually accidentally go. And that doesn't sound like a right answer. It doesn't sound like a right answer noise to me.
No.
Yeah. So I get everything all messed up, but we get through it.
Yep.
Much like, you know, if you're having game night and someone's like running the game, they can't always be perfect. But let's meet all of my guests individually and alphabetically, starting with she made her Douglas Movies debut in Rosemont, Illinois at Zany's. And now, finally, because of the demand has been insane.
Hello.
She is back. It's Rena Kalm. Hello, Rena.
Oh, hi. Well, it's so great to be with you guys today in the internet.
Yeah. Where is your physical form? Where are you actually at?
Parts unknown is my official address. But right now I'm in Springfield, Illinois. I keep moving, and I had a little album release show here last night in Springfield. My album comes out tomorrow. So very exciting. And yeah, I'm just kind of enjoying all there is to see in Springfield, which is mostly my friend's basement.
All right. Well, this is, this gets released at midnight tonight. So tomorrow will be when people are listening to this. So, from Friday, July 1st onward, get Rena's new album.
Yes, please do. I'm very proud of it. It's called Calmity. My last name, Calm. You guys get it. It's an easy pun.
Right. But yeah. rough to have to share in an audio format.
Yeah.
Because the word calm, people don't say the L that they really, in speaking it, the L is a tricky business.
Yeah, I'm definitely. Calm. Yeah. You have to really push for that L. I don't mind how people pronounce it. I just have a problem having to spell out my last name when I'm dealing with like customer service, because that's never usually a very pleasant situation. And they get a good chuckle just out of my name, because it's usually the opposite of how I'm acting.
Right.
So I try really hard, but
yeah,
I deserve to use it as a pun for my album title after this life of dealing with it.
Absolutely. No, it's part of your social media handles as well. Yes.
Yes. Rena Kalm on everything. And yeah, I was gifted with a very unique name. So, why branch out?
Right. I have a whole other show about names that we really dig into it. But it's called Wide World of Dougs. But just briefly, is Kalm a last name other people have, or did your family kind of invent it?
Well, okay. It's definitely people in my family have this name. There are not a lot of us. I feel like Rena is, in my family, it's a Hebrew name, and Rena is also, Hindu. So there's like a lot of Indian and Jewish Renas, and I've stumbled on some Rena Kalm internet stuff, but it's usually like an Indian lady doing like meditation or something. It's usually not her name.
That's what I was wondering. It's just about the last name Kalm. Like, is that, I've never heard that anybody else have that last name. Has that been your experience?
Yeah, I think that the story with us was that it was like one of those like little Holocaust bloopers where they came over on the boat. You know how it is. I don't know. I think my grandpa, he was on a boat on his way over from Germany, like when the U.S. went to war with Germany, and he was like going to take rat poison if they turned the boat around. And so who knows his state of mind when he got off the boat, but they could have just made that up at Ellis Island. And he was like, maybe he had a shady past, but we've had a hard time connecting it to anything.
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about it is you don't have a lot of other people running around with your last name, because in show business, it's nice to, stand out and also not have the last name of somebody, did something horrible.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So maybe in my actual family, somebody did do something horrible and that's why they hid with this last name. But either way, this one's clean. So yeah. I'm happy with it.
You should think up though. You should make up a long version of what the name used to formerly be,
Yeah. I'm a hot Kalmodity.
Yeah. Like some sort of Italian sounding name or something.
Kalmoderci. Yes.
Speaking of names, Rena, our next guest also has a name And he is our ongoing champion. Currently, he won on the last show, and so he's back today. It's Frank Castillo. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Doug.
How are you missing Bakersfield as much as I am?
Oh man, Bakersfield stole my heart.
We really had a lovely time in Bakersfield.
You know, and, one of the more lovelier times that I've been in Bakersfield.
Yeah, well, I've rarely been to Bakersfield. And our next comedian, our next guest, owns Bakersfield. Or is it just an, which part of the California do you own, Patton?
I own, it's weird, I own the eastern part of the central desert. So Bakersfield was able to wriggle out of that. There's some zoning stuff. So right. I've got Lompoc. I've got, oh God, what's the one? I have everything north of Bakersfield and just south of the big cattle ranch, that big one on 5 that everyone calls it Cowschwitz. The horrible.
Oh, wow. Oh,
gosh.
Yeah. That's the nickname for it because you drive by it. Horrifying. And you know, so look, that's the locals. I gotta get in with the locals, man. I gotta, you know, when you're up there, you don't want to be putting on airs, so I gotta speak their language, man. I don't agree with it. I think it's horrible, but hey, you know, when you're a landowner, you make concessions. That's what you do.
I wonder if they have a Kostrowitz bloopers.
Yeah, right.
I just shaved my head.
Wasn't that a video about? Didn't that video come out in the '80s with Tim Conway on it? What was that? What that one or
it's bloopers? It's mostly people just stepping in cow pies.
There you go.
It's real dark, real dark.
And then they just kill the cow.
Yeah.
Plop.
Yeah.
Mein Gott in Himmel.
You do
Hello,
have to.
Pat Noswell.
Hi, Doug Benson. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for being back. And yeah. Did you just get back from or just now have to go to some other city?
I just got back from Wichita, Kansas, and next week I have to go to Montclair, New Jersey. So Ooh. That's my travel's crazy right now.
Yeah, you mean you have to go to, meaning, you know, that it's a long ways away, not that you don't want to go there.
Oh, no, I want to go there. It's not for comedy. Yeah. It's another zoning thing. The land that I own in Central Valley, weird enough, the property office is in Montclair. So I have to go there. And Montclair is lovely. I'm happy that it's there, but I got to fly across country and just look at some plat books and make sure that, you know, everything's on the up and up. I don't know why they don't keep it in Lompoc, but it's in Montclair. It's some kind of security thing.
Yeah. And I heard that they don't have Zoom in New Jersey, so you can't do it now. Have to be there.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks, local commissioner. You know, it really hurts. It really hurts the small businessman. You know, I'm just,
he outlawed it because he does all of his business meetings with no pants.
Yes. I mean, God damn it. I'm just trying to grow my almonds and I got to go out to Montclair. It's ridiculous.
Well, thank you for being here, Pat. And that's crazy schedule you have. And that Wichita is a fun. That crowd was fun, weren't they?
Wichita was great. Wichita. I was in Lincoln, Nebraska, and then Wichita, Kansas, and they were both fantastic.
Right?
They were Isn't it so wild? Much fun. Yeah, I loved Wichita, and I love Lincoln, Nebraska was cool.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it should be, but then it is.
It's great. You go to these little so-called, you're in Kansas, a good luck. I mean, you have some of the best sets of your life out there. It's great.
Oh, they love it. Lincoln is a super cool comedy city. They have really cool independent shows.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. I did Zoolarious a few times on Sundays there. That's like such a great community that comes out for that. And yeah, you just say stuff that you're like, oh, Lincoln is super down to just, I think they appreciate it more than some of the places where, you know, in a liberal place, they kind of take for granted certain material has less special. Wichita.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Wichita is fun, but I've literally never had a normal time in Wichita.
Like, what do you mean by normal? Like, you had a bad time on stage or like the time walking around was weird?
Well, I've always been there when it's like really hot, and the condo at the club there doesn't have windows, so I usually don't even walk around much. But
it doesn't have windows.
There's not a single window. I mean, it's
what are you in a dungeon? What does the building look like?
It's just behind the club. It's like in the same building as the loony bin. I don't know what's going on with any of the loony bins now. I've never really worked for them, but I've done some like Sunday shows at the Wichita location.
And you slept in the conference room behind the loony bin. That's where they
have they have like a whole apartment back there, but it's a very strange format for an apartment.
God, that's weird.
But like, what's weird there, that's fine. Okay. I'm sleeping indoors. There's electricity, running water. Cool. No problem. You know, I can have a nice depression hibernation for a couple of days. That's actually perfect for my schedule. But then when it comes to like the audience there, I have like a great time on stage, but then there's always just like one person that's super unhinged, like wasted to the point of being a problem.
Oh boy.
Like a regular though. It's not like, oh, we got to kick that person out. It's like, oh, it's them. That's what they do here. You know,
we got to kick out Jeff.
Yeah. It's like, that's their thing. We just allow it.
I was at the improv 2 nights ago, and there was a drunk lady that I was doing crowd work with. And she said her name, and I went, okay, well, here we go. Like, we're going to start talking. And she's like, yeah, here we go. She was all excited and got up and sort of walked toward the stage, and then security had to like get her. She goes, he said, here we go. He said to come up. And they're like, no. He said, we're about to start talking to you. Like, oh, it was like dealing with a giant toddler.
Yeah.
She was like a 54-year-old woman.
Yeah, that's the brand. Yeah, that's spot on Wichita. Yep.
He said, come up on stage. He said, here we go.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's go.
I can even hear the tone that you said, here we go. Like, all right, we're going to talk to this lady. Like, it's not an encouraging here and we go.
Like, and I wasn't giving her a wave like, okay, here we go. Here we go. Get up. I was just like, oh, here we go. Because she was just, she just started yammering at me about something. And so I went, okay, well, here we go. Like, I'm going to talk to her. She's like, all righty, here we go. Oh, it was delightful.
Did they throw her all the way out or just back to her seat?
No, they made her sit down, but they had to keep going back to make her sit. She kept getting up. Again, like a little child, like, sit here, mommy's going to fold some laundry and then going to get to, no, sit down. And then it keeps getting up.
Nothing makes this show fun than like the idea of like a restrained audience member, you know, just like strap her down. We got jokes to do.
Yeah. They're like, go back to your material. The whole while the audience is like, I can't wait for this bitch to talk again.
Yeah, exactly.
If you talk again, we're going to get the tape out. We will tape it shut, lady.
Yeah, I'm sure you've all dealt with the I'm dealing with a giant 5-year-old right now. It's a 5-year-old mentality.
A week before,
I've dealt with actual 5-year-olds sometimes.
A week before the big slap, I had a drunk lady come on stage while I was doing stand up.
Oh, Jesus. What did she?
So it was a particularly sick.
Did she?
Go ahead.
Oh,
I know. I'm just asking, was she getting physical or she just wanted to come up on stage and be part of the show?
It was a very interesting day. It was like one of my aunts. Like if one of my aunts watched me do stand up and had like, you know, things to complain about my act, like it was like getting heckled by my aunt. And then she like got up on stage and it was very much like a, she was also Mexican, but it was very much like a, oh, mijo, no, like kind of deal. He was like, what are you doing, mijo? I'm like, stop. And like trying to take me off stage. Like it was a very,
no,
like,
really?
It was like a parent trying to like, no, you're doing something bad. You can't tell these things in the front of these people. It was.
So she thought she was helping you. She was trying to help your career out. That's so sweet.
Yeah. So it wasn't like a bad, it was just like a protective. It was so funny.
That is hilarious. We're just here for you.
Yeah, and their husband had went to go get drinks. So as he's walking back in, he was just like, "Wait, what are we doing?" And then security guards like, we got to kick her out."
Now, hang on, Rena. You talked about something about when you get off stage, there's always the one person. Are they just drunk and yammering at you, or are they like, "I got a bone to pick with you," but like they have something they want to argue with you about, or what is it?
When I'm saying this, I'm imagining like two different women that I've met there. They're usually sexually harassing me.
Like, whoa, what?
Yeah, I mean, like, and it's not just me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it happens. I mean, they weren't just hitting on me. Like this one lady was just, but it's like, it's weird to talk about somebody sexually harassing you while they're also like holding the mentality of like a toddler level of drunk, you know? So it's like, you're getting hit on by a 5-year-old, but they're, they look like shit, you know?
You're pretty, let's get married. Like it's that kind of
thing. You're gorgeous, what, half my yogurt?
Yeah. I just, I don't know. I have a lot of people like aggressively trying to get me to like come out with them after the show when I'm like at my merch table and stuff like that. And I don't really drink. So I don't have like a, I don't know. I feel like I can talk for like an hour, make people like me enough to want to buy my merch, but then I can really ruin it in 5 minutes off stage. You know? Really. I'm not like the type to do crowd work much, but like talking about crazy audiences, I had like, I did a casino during COVID in Oregon. Boy. It was on the coast of Oregon. It was like the day that they announced that Biden won. And I don't know if you can imagine the crowd at a COVID casino was not really on board with that.
It's also, it was also, was it a, it was a Native American casino, right?
I believe so.
Like, they are all Native American, but like the board that runs it are all like those kind of people.
Right. It was, I didn't see any Native Americans in there. It was definitely a lot of drunk. I had to be clean also. I don't do a lot of crowd work, and I did like a full hour of just crowd control. Like, I don't think I finished a single joke, and one table, it was like a group activity of ruining the night. And I had to do two shows and they stayed for the next show. It was a nightmare. Oh, I don't.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Like I couldn't believe it. I think at one point I just said out loud during my set, like I have mental health problems, like just to tell myself while I was there, like, it's like nothing's happening. That's good here.
Giving yourself a hug. While
you're on stage. Yeah.
Well, let's take a break from this comedy talk and talk about movies a little bit. Ooh. Let's try to wedge some movie talk.
Let's do this, it.
Why not?
Movie podcast. And every episode lately, I like to ask my guests to recommend one movie. And we'll start with Rena.
Okay.
Please recommend a film.
I know that everybody's been recommending it. The Everything Everywhere All at Once is the best movie I've seen in my life. But
it comes up a lot, and it's a solid pick. Like the fact that it keeps coming up. Like the fact that you're saying it right now is not a bad thing. Don't feel like, oh, everybody's saying this. There's still people out there that have not seen this movie or haven't, you know, been convinced
that they're
going to love it. You know, they don't believe the hype. So I don't mind that being your choice today.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't go to the movies a ton, and somebody had told me just to go see that without even seeing a preview or anything. So I went in blind, and I mean, I've been twice now, and I think it was like more intense to watch the second time, even, you know. I can't recommend that one enough. Everybody should see it. It should be like mandatory emotional training.
Wow.
All right. Well, it's official. Everybody should see it. Frank, what do you got for us this time?
Oh man. So I've been on a kick of watching bad movies. I love it.
Yeah.
And there's a movie Ridley Scott put out. I think it was in, 2014. It was Exodus, Gods and Kings.
Ooh. Oh, Christian Bale.
It's about Moses and like in Egypt. Ridley Scott does it. I swear to God, the cast is Christian Bale, Joel Edgerton.
White people. It's all white.
It's a gorgeous movie, bro. It's hysterical.
If I'm going to watch a movie about the Jews in Egypt, it better be starring somebody named Christian. That's all I can say.
It was great. And my wife's not very religious, so she walked in on me watching it and she was just like, what the fuck is going on? I had a panic attack.
Like, is there trouble in the marriage? You want to talk to me or is this?
Yeah, she's like, are you
finish this?
She's like, are you converting?
This isn't a competition, but, you know, I don't feel like you're trying, Frank, because there's no way anyone would say they liked your choice better than Everything Everywhere All at Once. But I'm glad that you're pointing out to people how fun and funny that movie is to watch and just think about that all these grown men got together and did that.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't, anybody making a epic like Bible movie now, I'm just like, really? You want to get into those get ups and do that play acting about that?
That's the story we need to retell.
Yeah, it just, it all just seems like, why is this happening?
Yeah, you know, they don't even show Spider-Man getting bit by the spider anymore. They just get right into it. You don't need to do all this origin shit. Just get to it, man.
I will say, though, whoever deserves credit for this or blame, that I really never knew the story of Jesus until I saw The Passion of the Christ. And that was in my 20s. Like, I just.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, that must have been an interesting movie for you to actually be learning something. Oof. But for everybody else, it's just drudgery.
Right. Oh, it seems like a miserable trauma to keep reliving. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't recommend it. Yeah.
Jeez.
Also, I keep getting confused in my head. I was thinking of Last Temptation of Christ, which is torture in a different sort of way. I mean, it's just, I don't think there's any movies about the Bible or Bible characters that I really love or even like.
I like the Jesus Christ Superstar. We used to play that at Hollywood Video. That's
good.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
There's a movie by Kevin Reynolds called Risen that's actually pretty good. It's like it's the days after the resurrection, and this Roman soldier has to try to go find Jesus and to prove that he died, because they don't want him creating a cult, basically. And it's actually really, really well made. It's called Risen. It's good.
Yeah, that sounds. I mean, I love Kevin Reynolds.
There's a book that I wish they made into a movie. I can't remember what it's called, but it's about Jesus and his best friend and the time. Between that they all that he went missing, right? Because from like 13 to like 20, whatever.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's just him filling in all those stories, and you find out like Jesus just traveled the world and like met other gods.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd watch that maybe.
And he just Kama Sutra. It's pretty hilarious.
Like a Jesus multiverse.
There you go.
Hey.
The Jesus verse.
Yeah.
Do you want your movie to be Risen, Patton? Do you want that to be your recommendation?
No, I mean, you should watch Risen. I think it's really well made. I was going to recommend something else.
That's a bonus recommendation then. What have you got for your sincere go watch it right now recommendation?
Well, this is my sincere recommendation, but there's a massive asterisk on it, because this is a really, really well-made film that part of me thinks maybe this shouldn't have been made. It's streaming right now on Shudder. It's a Shudder original called The Sadness. And it is I believe it's a Korean horror film, and it's a new take on the zombie genre. And you would think, okay, we've beaten the zombies into the ground. This is actually a pretty genuinely original, very dark, very frightening, very disturbing take on the idea of a zombie virus going around. Really, this guy knows how to make a fucking movie, but this is a hard sit. This is one of those movies where people are like, I'm a hardcore horror fan. Give me the worst. And then I feel like a lot of them watch this and go, yeah, maybe I didn't need to see that. Well, like it really goes where you do not think it's going to go, but it's brilliantly made. It's called The Sadness.
Okay. All right. I feel like this is really going to be, this isn't, Rena's really going to run away with this one.
I didn't know it was a competition, this part.
It's not a competition, but it is, but people do vote.
Yes.
You know, it's just like politics. It's not a competition. But
then I recommend Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'm going to recommend Raiders of the Lost Ark. Can I do that? Okay, good. That's what I'm recommending. Yeah, go see that one. It's really good.
That's an interesting concept here.
I mean, recommendation shouldn't change based on the fact that it's
Then go see this. Actually, go see The Sadness with an asterisk.
A massive asterisk, which I think has a ring to it. That has a ring to it.
Masterism.
A masterism. Oh, yes. Beat me to it. God damn it.
All right. We got to go to a commercial break and then play some games. So let's do that.
Woohoo.
We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and I've got two games for us to play today. The first one is called Thor Losers. It's called that because the two of you who know the least about Thor movies will be Thor Losers.
Oh, brilliant. Oh,
okay.
Love it.
I'll say a fact, fun or regular, and you tell me if that fact applies to Thor, the original Marvel movie of how many years back, or Thor the Dark World, called Thor 2 in some circles, or Thor Ragnarok. So it's multiple choice, and the options are regular Thor, Thor the Dark World, or Thor Ragnarok. And Rena's going to go first on this first fact. If she misses it, then Frank gets to choose between the two remaining options. If he misses, then Pat gets a gimme point. And each time somebody gets a point for getting one right, the next person goes first in the next round. Are you ready, Rena?
I mean, I'm just glad I started strong in the first half because I thought you said the number four. I thought it was Four Losers. And I was, anyway, yeah, I'm ready.
That's us. That's what I call this show. Me and three friends, a.k.a. Four Losers.
I was. Yeah. Anyway, I've seen Four Weddings and a Funeral. Actually, I haven't seen that. Anyway. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Well, you know, just use deductive reasoning and guess between the three options. You know, you can only be wrong two thirds of the time.
Oh, that's a good way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, you know, you never know which way this is going to go. Rena, the fun fact is that the film is 1 hour and 55 minutes long. So between those three movies, regular Thor, Dark World, or Ragnarok, which one do you think is 1 hour and 55 minutes long?
I want to say the Dark World.
You're going Dark World?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Okay, Dark World is your answer. That is incorrect.
Oh, that sounded positive, the sound effect, but
you thought so?
I don't know. It all sounds fun.
No, this one sounds more positive, I think. Because it's always exciting when somebody comes to the door.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Points are dropping by.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Frank, she said, which one did you say?
The middle one, Dark World. Yeah.
So that leaves regular Thor or Ragnarok, Frank. Which one of those is 1 hour and 55 minutes long?
So my wife is a huge, huge Marvel fan, and we watch movies repeatedly.
Okay, so you must know this.
Number one, first Thor.
You're saying the first Thor is 1 hour and 55.
Yeah.
So that's the noise you get when you get a correct answer.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds
that
like.
Genuinely frightened me. I was waiting for the goddamn doorbell and you do this.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I almost spit out my coffee. Okay.
Ragnarok was the longest of the three at 2 hours and 10 minutes, and Dark World is 1 hour 52. So it's just 3 minutes shy of its predecessor. Predecessor. All right. So Frank is on the board. Frank has 1 point. Patton, you're up. You got to go first on this one.
Okay.
Choose between Thor, Dark World, or Ragnarok. is currently available to watch on Prime for $3.99.
I'm going to say Thor Ragnarok. Damn.
That is incorrect.
So the sound of an elf getting a boner means I don't get any points.
Okay, Rena, you're up. You get to choose between, he picked Ragnarok, so Thor or Dark World is $3.99 on Amazon Prime.
$3.99 has real first film, like a long time ago, energy to it. I feel like they're still probably charging more for Ragnarok. So we're going to go with the original Thor.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Wow. All it took was some accounting skills.
OG Thor. Well, it's interesting because, Dark World is for free right now on Stars if you have that. And Ragnarok, I think just because a lot of people are probably, they're probably hoping for a lot of people wanting to re-educate themselves, remind themselves of what was going on at the end of Ragnarok. Because it's 1999.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's to rent.
Also, the second Thor is rated the worst of the series.
Rated by who?
Just in general, like
I'm sorry, the second one.
Yeah, the Dark World. Yeah.
Wow, I thought this is just my opinion. I thought they kind of flubbed the first one, and then they kind of got it together for the second one, and realized, wait a minute, Loki's the fun of this. Let's bring him back and do some cool skullduggery stuff here. Like that actually made it kind of fun.
They did make an adjustment there that ultimately, yeah. I think the comedy still didn't fly in Dark World.
No.
For me, it really started to come together in Ragnarok. And then in all these other movies where those guys happen to appear.
Yeah. Right.
Like I think, to me, Thor, and that's why I'm excited about this movie, just on the face of it, just his behavior and where they've taken the character with this actor is just the funniest Marvel character to me.
Yeah. But also, you know, Thor in the original Marvel universe was so Looney Tunes. It was Kirby and Stanley and all them just flirting with gods. And like, what if an actual god, like a god from mythology is alongside the Thing and Captain America, like why the hell not? So the whole thing was friggin' crazy. So why not go crazy?
Yeah, exactly. All right. So Patton,
he should do that and call it Thor Loco. Am I right?
Patton's not on the board yet.
God damn.
Patton, you're not on the board yet.
Yeah, but Renee should be on the board like 5 more points just for that quip.
Okay. Oh. Well,
it's the multiverse where it's all like Mexican superheroes.
It's Frank, it's your turn to go first again.
Oh, okay.
Because Rena just got that point. Yeah. So Frank, which one of those three movies? I feel like you're going to know this with your significant other being so into it. Thor says in one of those movies, "For the first time in my life, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do." Sounds like a moment of clarity from Thor.
Number three.
You're going number three, Ragnarok. You're rocking number three. Incorrect. This was yours to win. Now, Patton could tie this up, force a three-way tie if he knows whether it's in first Thor or second Thor.
I'm going to say it's in the first Thor.
You're going first Thor.
First Thor.
He says, "For the first time in my life, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do."
Yeah.
And he's been confused in everything we've seen him in.
Ever since. Yeah, that is true. He's always confused.
He didn't say for the last time, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the start of it. Yeah.
That is the correct answer.
Yay!
We have a three-way tie in Thor Losers. That means we've got to play a very, very serious tiebreaker.
Oh, gosh.
And, no more messing around. Rena, you got to go first again.
Okay.
And this time it's, you know, the first person to get it right. So if you miss it, Frank's got a shot. If Frank misses it, then Patton wins this game. And there's no real, no real big prize or anything for winning this game. don't feel too much pressure, Rena. The tagline for one of those films goes like this. Courage is immortal. Thor, Dark Thor, or Ragnarok Thor?
Okay. So I want to say Ragnarok, because it feels like they're really stretching a premise with the immortal thing, you know?
Incorrect. Oh, Frank. Damn.
Sorry. Yes?
What's that?
I burped. I apologize.
Oh,
oh, okay. I thought that was your answer. I thought you said dark.
Oh, no, no.
No, he said Burke.
Yeah, I said Burke. Yeah.
Dark, so Rena took Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm. I regret it.
She does not. She wishes she had not done that.
Yeah.
So you don't want to pick Ragnarok. You have to choose between Thor or Dark World.
Dark World.
You're going Dark World. Had the tagline "Courage is immortal."
Oh my God,
Patton! You
oh
are,
my God!
You're
the
winner of Thor.
Oh
loser.
My God!
Wow!
And the other two are Thor losers.
What a victory! Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Hell, but we're gonna play another game with these Thor losers right after this. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back. What an exciting, fun-filled, action-packed episode today. We'll have to kind of speed through our final game. That's how much fun we've been having.
Let's do it.
We're running out of time. But I don't think it's a game. I mean, it's definitely a game where there's some discussion, some strategizing, some sharing of information. And the game is called Weird Algorithm. It is based on the weirdness of the algorithm on the internet movie database, IMDb. You can go there and you can take any motion picture or any project at all, really, but any movie. You can look at the cast list and then go, I want to refine this cast list, but have everybody listed based on their popularity right now.
Oh.
Yeah. So... You know, if you typed in some like it hot and then refine, I bet you Marilyn Monroe would be number one because she's still so fascinating to this day. Right. And then I don't know, it'd be a toss up between Lemon and Curtis. I don't know who has a better legacy or gets looked up more on the internet. But it's basically the IMDb just decides, it's like their star meter or whatever. They decide popularity of everybody. So you can re-rank movies. So how this game works is I'll tell you the name of the movie and then I'll go through to each of you one at a time and you will tell me what actor or actress you think is the most popular according to IMDb today from that movie. I'll even tell you people that were in the movie. It's not a game where you have to try to remember who was in it. And you can share answers. Strategically, if you have the same answer as somebody else, you know, you're going to have the same points as somebody else. So you may not want to do that all the time, but you can certainly get close to a win and possibly the win by sharing with other people.
Mm.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Same order as last time, but each time, well, a different person will get to go first. Rena's first in this first round.
I'm ready.
The film is called... He's Just Not That Into You.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a cast in that one. Lots of names, couple of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actual friends, just one friend. Just Jennifer Aniston's the only person from Friends in it.
Okay.
There were coffee shop scenes. They should have had Gunther in those scenes.
Okay. Well, Jennifer Aniston, I feel like, has stayed pretty popular for however long. I don't know when that movie came out, but I feel like she's still very popular. Who is somebody I would be comparing? I know. I'm trying.
She's in a relationship with Ben Affleck in the movie. Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore is in there. Bradley Coops.
Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah, ScarJo's in that one. Chris Christopherson's representing the sexy old rockers. Busy Phillips.
I'm gonna say Jennifer Aniston just because she's so popular that she was the first one you thought of to mention. That one sticks out.
Wow, you'd think that there's no design to, or I'm just.
I guess that's a pretty stupid strategy.
Randomly saying things.
You're right. No, that's me putting that's too much trust. You're right.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know.
Gullibility. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can change your answer in a second if you want. Let's see. Let's talk to Frank for a second. Yeah. Who do you think it is, Frank?
Okay. That's. I can't pick Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I think Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. Patton, what do you think?
Unfortunately, I think right now, Bradley Cooper, just because of all of the prestige and
he's right.
You know, these massive movies that he's in, that he's doing, directing, starring, and nominated for goddamn everything. I think it's Bradley Cooper is the first one.
I think that.
Yeah. What's this new thing he's going to do? He's writing and directing again.
He's remaking something else.
It's the Muhammad Ali story.
Oh, is it? Right.
No, I'm just fucking around.
No, he is doing some kind of either remake or what the hell is it?
Yeah, I forgot what it was, but I have faith in it. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's Bradley.
Whatever Cooper. It is. Yeah. Okay. So you're going Bradley. So Rena, now do you want to adjust your answer?
Yeah. I think Bradley Cooper is a great guess. And I feel like Ben Affleck also has though it's not creative accomplishments, him getting back with J-Lo really boosts him up there.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's true.
But I think I actually want to change my answer to Drew Barrymore because she's really on fire right now with her talk show and all that stuff.
Okay. You're going Drew B.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, you want to switch your answer to, you want to share with Patton or do you want to?
Yeah, I would go Bradley Cooper because if you go Marvel movies and everything he's got, yeah.
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 All right, you're going Bradley. Cooper.
Yeah.
Well, here's how it breaks down. It's a shocking turn of events because all the way in the sixth position is Drew Barrymore.
Wow.
Whoa, what?
I see her everywhere. Okay.
Yeah, I thought she'd be way right? Wow.
People, I guess they're seeing her. They don't need to look her name up on the...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, when you're ubiquitous, you don't need to... That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So number five.
Number five is Ben Affleck.
Wow, I'm in the...
Wow!
I'm not even a four loser on this one.
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, number four is really a shocker, too, because that's where Jennifer Aniston ended up. Is number four.
I thought it would be Bradley, Ben, and then Jennifer, and then Scarlett. Wow, that really threw me.
Yeah. ScarJo came in third.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nobody said her. That would have been worth 1 point. But Bradley Coops is at number two. So Frank and Ben each get 2 points.
Wow.
Who's number one?
And number one is Jennifer Connelly.
What?
Because that's the one
she's currently starring in everybody's favorite movie, Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, that's right.
God damn it. That's right. She plays the crusty bar owner or something.
Scientologists win again.
Is she a Scientologist? Or is that just Tom Cruise? She's not right.
Well, I don't. She got some of that Scientology energy off of him.
Yeah.
God damn. Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Jennifer Connelly.
now that you understand, get a better idea of what we're talking about with this algorithm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I really got to think about what's going on. Okay, okay.
Let's go round two. Frank?
All right.
Frank, you get a weigh in first on a motion picture called The Village, directed by the master Night Shyamalan. I'm not calling him a master. M stands for master.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his M stands for.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's Mary Richards.
Oh boy. There could be a lot of, oh wow. Okay. I'm already thinking of some of the cast right now.
Yeah. We got Adrian Brody. We got Joaquin Phoenix. M. Night, Bryce. Of course, cameos it up. Judy.
Well, we know he's the number one spot. Let's see who gets number. Let's pick number two. We know he'll be number one.
Sigs Bryce Weaver, Dallas, Sigourney Weaver was in that one.
Ooh. Bryce Dallas Howard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Brendan Gleeson.
I'm going to go Bryce Dallas Howard for first.
Okay.
Wow.
Because the Jurassic World.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. But then they just announced that Joker sequel with Lady Gaga. So that might
And Joaquin Phoenix. Fuck.
Joaquin. Yeah, that might edge. I'm going to pick Joaquin for number one.
I'm going Bryce.
William Hurt just died.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg. What do you think, Rena?
God. I'm gonna go with Sigourney Weaver.
Really?
Yeah.
You're gonna dream weave it?
Yeah. I guess I haven't seen a movie in a long time, but I really like
it. Frank, what are you sticking with yours?
Yeah. Bryce Dallas Howard, the love of
Bryce
my life.
Dallas Howard, all the way.
That's a smart guess too. That's a smart guess, man.
All right, Patton, what you're going with? Joaquin.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to say that you're not Joaquin on Sunshine.
Damn. Because,
he did manage to come in the top three, but he is in the third slot.
Oh, so
that's,
man,
that's 1 point. One.
Yeah.
See, I had a sixth sense that he'd be number one.
Right.
That's weird.
It's the thing is, he's not unbreakable.
Yeah. You know what? Right now, maybe right now he's just not happening. You know, that's what could be going on.
It's a real split decision.
You got to look for signs, you know?
Yeah. You don't want to treat this like a glass half empty situation.
Yeah. You want to treat it like a lady in the water.
God, I love how the last
this
one
is getting
the last
old.
One is always
is getting old.
I love how the last ones are always just jammed in a square peg into a round hole. How do we get this joke in here?
Also, though, did we miss any, or we get every Shyamalan? What
Wasn't
was the
one called, like, I Saw the Devil, or the thing in the elevator with the
right?
I mean, I think you really have to have a sixth sense for these things, you know?
Yeah,
that was my
I didn't hear that. I didn't even hear it.
Damn. Oh,
that
for was, the love of God.
I was
God.
Like, nobody okay. said that.
That's why we're doing the whole thing.
That's how I started it.
Oh, God. Well,
what are you, an airbender?
Well.
All right. Well, some bad news for you, Rena, because Sigourney Weaver, she came in at number six.
Oh, yikes. Damn.
Out of the cast of that movie. And just for the sake of time, I'll jump to number two is Adrian Brody.
Oh.
Well, I think he just signed on to some big thing or has something coming out, like a series or something. And then, maybe he's in the next. Did they announce the next Wes Anderson?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
He might be in that because he's a real Wes Anderson guy now. Coming in at number one is Dallas Bryce.
Howard. Frank, there you go, wow. Buddy.
Nailed it.
Take a bow.
You did it. But we got one round left, and Patton gets to go first in this last one.
Oh, God. Here we go.
It's never too early in the year to start talking about how much I don't like the movie Love Actually.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit. What a cast. Bill Nighy, Colin Firth, Liam Neeson, Keira Knightley, Hugh Grant, Laura Linney, Alan Rickman, Emma Thompson, and that guy Thomas Brody Sangster, the little kid in that movie, is now a guy who always looks like he's still only 15 years old. He's in Queen's Gambit, and now he plays Malcolm McLaren in Pistol on FX.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh my God. Okay, wait.
His name is Thomas Brody Sangster.
Oh shit. Give me the rundown really quick, one more time. Really quick, one more time. Boom, boom, boom.
So many people in that movie.
I know.
Bill Nighy, Colin Firth, Liam Neeson. Don't forget Denise Richards appears in it. Rowan Atkinson, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Alicia Cuthbert is in it.
God,
I don't even know if I'm saying her name right. Hugh Grant, Laura Linney, Alan Rickman.
I'm going to say Laura Linney because Ozark is still landing.
Ooh, right. That's good. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Laura Linney.
All right. Rena, what do you think?
I mean, you know, I'm really playing a strong game here, and I think I'm going to go with another older reference that I hope is still popular enough to get the top spot with Hugh Grant. I feel like one hooker mishap really keeps you on people's minds for a long time. I don't know.
I'll tell you what keeps him on my mind is he's terrific in Paddington 2.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll do.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He's great in that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel good about that one. That's my answer.
Okay. Because it's been a second since I saw Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, but they say that Paddington 2 is the movie they're watching in the movie, right? Or is it Paddington 1?
That was Paddington 2.
I think it's 2, yeah. Because 2 really is better than 1.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. And especially because, you know, it's the rare sequel that didn't think, oh, we need to have 2 Paddingtons. You know, like they kept it to the one bear. They remained with the bare minimum.
Oh my God in heaven.
All right. Who happened? What just happened? You went with Hugh Grant. Okay. Frank.
Yeah.
This is tough. All right. I want to say Liam Neeson cause he's just been around, but also Hugh Grant had that show that came out like on HBO. So he's been pretty,
He's in Gaslit.
Yeah, he's a Gaslit. Yeah, but also Chiwetel.
There's nobody good in Gaslit, though.
Yeah,
yeah. That cast is just bottom scrapers, man.
Yeah, real rough. Real rough road. Have you seen Gaslit, Frank?
Yeah.
Patton's in it.
Wait, am I? No. Wait, no. Am I?
Oh, that. Frank, that hurts, man.
Wait, what's the movie where the guy, or the series where the guy kills his wife, right?
Oh, no. So
you're thinking of the staircase.
Am I thinking of the staircase?
No. Hugh Grant was in that one that was a mystery about. Oh,
what the hell? And he had a really weird Boston accent?
He had a kid who had something weird happened to him.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, whatever that was called.
Yeah. Hugh is not in Gaslit. I would have remembered that.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought he was. Who's like second build after Julia in that? Ed Harris?
Sean Penn.
Oh, Sean Penn. That's what it is. Is it Sean Penn, but he's made up funny?
Yeah.
So that's why I just decided it was a different actor.
Yeah, he looks like Fred Mertz, basically.
I thought it was Hugh Grant in makeup. Because he looks so good in all those makeups he did in Cloud Atlas. Okay.
I'm going Ejiofor.
Wow.
You're going Chiwetel?
Yep. Because of Doctor Strange.
Well, this is really exciting. This is an exciting finish, I got to tell you. Because Patton gets a point because Laura Linney did get the third spot.
Oh.
But both Frank and Rena, both of theirs didn't make... from what I'm seeing here, they didn't even make the top 8. Chiwetel's number 8.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, and he beat Hugh?
And Hugh Grant, I don't know where the hell he is. I didn't even write it. He's so deep in the lineup, I didn't even write it.
Hugh Grant? Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. But I can tell you what almost happened. Was Frank almost said Liam Neeson, who did come in the second spot.
Damn it, who came in number one?
And I think I know why. Number one for Love Actually is Emma Thompson.
Oh, because
she plays Miss Trunchbull in this latest movie version of Mrs. Hilda.
Yeah.
And on stage, the musical, the version they're doing for this movie, on stage, it's just been traditionally this a big, weird-looking man plays the part, sort of dressed as, you know, and he's wearing like a dress and he's Miss Trunchbull, but he doesn't really act that feminine, obviously. And they cast Emma Thompson in the movie, and she looks amazing in it. But there's all this talk of like, why does the character have to be fat?
Right.
You know,
but I mean,
all this, like, why are you fat shaming? And it's just like, well, now if a character's a villain and they're fat, it's like you're saying fat people are villainous. Like,
she's described as like a big brutish, like, presence. Exactly. Like, it's not a fat thing. It's a volume thing. Like, she has to be massive.
It's cartoonish too, but yeah, she's more boxy than fat. She's like, she's big. The point is she's intimidating to the children. It's what children envision a big teacher to be, this giant menacing, you know.
Well, she like slingshots children. Like, also, I don't know.
It's like Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Maybe they can add a backstory where she does hot dog eating competitions to raise money for Planned Parenthood, and that'll balance it out. Like, that's why.
I wish they could do that, Pat, but the movie's completed.
Oh, man. You know, they can do amazing things with CGI. Yeah. Just put Tig in there.
What you do is you get Christopher Plummer and Tig, and one of them sits on the other one's shoulders, and they play his Trunchbull.
Yeah, like, let's do a deep dive, like, instead of Joker, Trunchbull, and just find out what her, like, glandular disorder was, and, you know, just her normal health problems
Go to her glandular background.
Yeah, you know?
So it was a real close race today. Rena, you know, it was almost uncanny, your instincts for not picking anybody that was in the top three.
More fringe,
but nobody could argue about your choices were all solid. And then, of course, Patton really almost got there at the end with, you know, managed to get one more point, but at 4 points, Patton is one behind Frank. Today's winner with 5 points.
Wow. Congrats.
Congratulations, Frank.
Where you go, buddy.
I bow to you both. That was quite a round.
The team will be in touch soon with you, Frank, about coming back. But in the meantime, you get to do your plugs first. Go ahead and promote yourself.
Oh, hey. Yeah, you can find me on Frank Castillo on Instagram. And then I'm going to be in North and South Carolina opening up for Pauly Shore July 7th through the 17th.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be fun.
I'm going to end up in someone's basement in the woods. They're like, we have weed. Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, bring a flare gun and some sort of booster for your internet on your phone. And also don't go.
And also, that'll be the main thing. Don't go.
That's how you keep yourself safe. Rena Kalm, what would you like to promote?
I would definitely like to promote my first comedy album that's being released as we speak. If you're listening to this on July 1st, which is when it comes out, midnight in the morning, you know what I mean. But yeah, so Comedy is my album. It's on Helium Comedy Records, and I'm really excited to release it into the world. And the best place to find me would be probably Instagram. And I got one of those link trees in my bio to all my videos. I have a book of puns on Amazon. All the stuff's on there. So Rena Kalm on Instagram is the best way to stay in touch with me. And I'm always somewhere. I've been traveling nonstop for a few years. So you can find me probably in a nearby parking lot, brushing my teeth.
She's out.
Well, you know, I've been spending a lot of time out of the orchard because I just love plucking links from the link trees. it's a calming activity. It really makes me feel... makes me feel good.
I had to make a link tree because I found out somebody made a wiki feat for me. Sorry to bury the lead there. Yikes. Yeah. It's just pictures of me doing stand up in sandals. It's not that exciting. But telling people that my wiki feat is on my link tree has really directed a lot of traffic to it. So please help me boost my score on wiki feat. I'd like to get above a 3.
Hey, if it sells tickets, it sells tickets, man. That's what this is about. Okay.
Sometimes you get
butts and seats.
Can't you just get some professional shots of your feet and throw them on there?
Yeah, but I like the authenticity of it. You know what I mean? I'm here for an honest. If they're fine.
The person who took the picture of you in the sandals, like, that was just someone who just turned around and submitted it to WikiFeet.
No, it's way worse. It's just pictures that are like of me doing stand up. And I happen to have been wearing sandals that day. And like somebody went through and compiled all the pictures like that and put them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a good art curator.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so there's it's,
so
you know,
wear sandals more is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Hey, it's getting the clicks. I'll get some more pedicures, you know,
butts in seats.
Yeah.
All that matters.
Patton, you had on like futuristic looking sandals at the last show I saw you at.
Yes. Well, I did, because I forgot. I had been walking around in my futuristic sandals all day and I just left the house and just forgot that I had them on. And then I get to the show, I'm like, I'm wearing fucking sandals. Oh my God. So humiliating.
But they look like little space shoes. They're like white.
They did.
And
there's a good chance.
Clearly it never left the house. They're very clean.
No. Oh, yes.
WikiFeet is actually how I found out I am on IMDb. It's for a thing you've never heard of, but there's a good chance if you've worn sandals in public that you've made it onto WikiFeet. I don't know who's running it, but they're pretty thorough.
There you go.
Yeah, I've never worn a sandal in public, so I got to get on that.
Yeah.
Or is it all women, or do they have dudes' feet too?
I can't say that I looked around much. I'm guessing.
I
gotta say,
I would love it if that was not a two-way street. I would love it if all women just had no interest in men's feet.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that does, but I like to be inclusive, you know? So yeah. I'm sure somebody.
Oh, you don't know anybody that does, because the first rule of Feet Club is to not talk about Feet Club.
Oh, there you go.
Oops, my bad.
Patton Oswalt, where are you going this weekend? Oh,
this weekend
land thing. You had that land issue.
Yeah, I got the whole land issue. And then, you know what? Now, since I'm going to be out there, I'll do comedy at the Wellmont Theater in New Jersey. And then at the Paramount Theater in Huntington, at the end of the month, you can catch me hosting the JFL Gala Friday, July 29th. Then I'm doing Massey Hall in Toronto on the 30th. The following week, Friday, July 5th, my movie, I Love My Dad, premieres in theaters. Ooh. On the same day, The Sandman premieres on Netflix, which I am in. And then Wednesday, August 24th, my new comic book, Minor Threats from Dark Horse, comes out.
I mean, no excuse on that one day. You know, they either, you know, if they say I didn't want to leave the house, okay. I didn't want to stay home. You know, either go out and see him or stay home and see him. I've seen I Love My Dad.
Oh, that's right. You saw it at South by Southwest.
Yeah, but I always fuck up the title because I want to say I love you, Dad, but it's I love my dad.
I love my dad.
And I can't recommend it highly enough. I mean, I know Rena said that Everything Everywhere All at Once is one of the best movies she's ever seen. Well, get ready for I Love My Dad.
I'll go.
I'm overselling it because it's a little movie, but it's a little movie that is probably, you've probably never been as creeped out / entertained, you know, because usually when things are creepy and uncomfortable, you want to look away. But for some reason, it's a fun version of that.
Yeah.
Nice.
The guy, director James Morrison, did an amazing job. Just amazing job.
It's worth, I don't mind going long today to talk to, because I'm sorry we didn't talk about that earlier, because
that's okay.
That's one people really should turn out for. What a delightful way to spend a hot summer afternoon. get in the air conditioning, take out a loan and, you know, put your house into reverse mortgage so you can get popcorn and a soda.
And
enjoy Patton making his son extremely uncomfortable.
Yes. For
90 minutes.
90 minutes of squirm. Really fun. Yeah.
It's none of this hour 55 Thor bullshit. This is a 90-minute in and out, cut and dried.
That's right.
Keeping it
When you see how much time you have left in the day, you know what you'll say? You'll say yay.
Yeah.
See how I brought it all the way back.
Yeah.
You'll say I love his daddy too. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at Dynasty Typewriter here in LA on Sunday, July 17th at 4:20. And I'm doing two shows in San Diego, two Doug Loves Movies at American Comedy Company during Comic-Con, July 20th and 23rd. For all of my dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com. What a delightful group we had today.
God, that was great.
And so much, the listeners got to hear so much about comedy and how weird gigs are. And because we actually have three stand-up comedians on the show today. So one more time, I'd like to repeat thank you to Rena Kalm, Frank Castillo, and Patton Oswalt.
Thank you. This was so fun. Thank you. What a blast.
Thank you for having me.
At the end of every episode, I say a last line from a motion picture. It might not be a famous last line, might not be a famous motion picture. But here's a weird one. As always, brick wall, brick wall, brick wall, a brick wall.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause